We've got an industry veteran of 40-plus years of experience in both asset and non-asset-based operations safety. That's not fun. If it's fun, it's talking to John Sims. Oh, it's one and the same. Good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning. Man? Doing great. It's good to see everyone here and looking forward to next few minutes.
Well, I mean, next few minutes, the last couple of days, as a matter of fact. We had such a great time yesterday. We're having a great time this morning. John, by the way, is a senior risk advisor for HNI Risk Services. Can you talk to us a little bit about the 15 years you've spent as an advisory role and what that's all about to kind of set up why this organization is so important?
Well, this organization, you know, going back, we've been involved, HNI as a company, and some of the people I work with, Bill Prester, who is one of our managing principals, been involved in this organization since for a good 35 years. When I came to work for HNI, one of the first things I had the privilege of doing was going and visiting one of our long-term clients, which was Warren Transport and Bob Molinaro. And Bob talked about his involvement in the organization and how important it was to him. And he had such a great passion, and you could see that passion. You saw that passion this morning as it's handed down through Clayton Fisk. 42 years working at Warren and being involved in the association. And there's this whole group, this whole association is about passion. It's all about a love for trucking and the people they work with. And that's been the success of this group forever. And that's one of the first things that I learned was just looking at how passionate they were about what they do and how they do it. And it's been the key to their success.
One of the things in regards to organizations like this, in regards to what you do, a lot of people are selling things in regards to things that you want to keep on purchasing. In some ways, what you're kind of talking about and why it's you have a great kind of connection with these guys is you sell independence in many ways. I mean, part of what you do is you want to get people to a place where they long longer need you. You want to help people kind of move to a place of independence, the ability to function on their own, and to be members of organizations like this that then can work together so that people can continue to work on their own and be their own boss. Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, that's very important because when you look at each of these members of this organization, they are the best of the best. HNI has been sponsoring the Fleet Safety Awards for the machinery haulers since the beginning of the contest, which we're going on our fourth year. And I will say right now that there are companies that are represented here today that are national award winners through major associations that didn't even show in this contest. That's how good they are. Mm. And the beauty of that is the more you talk about independence, they've gained their independence, but they also, by gaining their independence, gains their dependency not only on each other, because of the camaraderie and the closeness of this organization brings together, but they're also striving for more information. One of the things that I do is I have to, on behalf of HNI, is vet all the new technology and all the technology that's out there. Our clients demand it because they're busy running their companies. They're not experts in technology, but they want to know what the greatest and latest stuff is, and they want me to come out and vet it, find it, figure it out, and how is it going to benefit their organization. And then we'll bring that to this association saying, this is the things that are going well. These are the things that people are coming into now and really getting into. And this is going to help you as a company take you. This organization is not looking for 50% gains. These companies are looking for the next 2 to 4% because they're already that good. They've set the bar way high. And my job is to help them get over that bar. And then once that bar is set and they get over that hump, we raise the bar. And then we have to go and get it over that again. So it's a continuous improvement cycle. That's what's really the independence. And then when it comes to placing their risk, they're in the driver's seat. Every person, every insurance company wants to do business with this organization, the members of this organization. And you can see just why the representation, they're here because these folks are the best.
Want to do. That's really such a crucial thing is you want, so many people have to chase that sort of coverage, have to chase insurance, have to figure out. You want to be in a position from what we're talking about here where people come to you and say, we want you to take what we have to offer and we're willing to negotiate with you. It's kind of interesting that the commitment to independence begins with the commitment to the relationships that one develops in the organization and the relationships one has with other people that one works with, because that strength of relationship then allows the insurance offers to come to you rather than you having to go to that. And that seems to be really kind of the understanding of how this all functions properly, right?
Well, you hit it right on the head. I mean, you are always better as a group of one with the same with the mission, learning from each other. Tomorrow when I leave the safety panel discussion, I mean, we've got some of the best people. You had a chance to talk to Dave Heller, and I've known Dave for many years. I'm one of the few people that can actually call him a real friend and mean it, because, I mean, Dave's the best. He really is. But we've got some other people. You heard Lance this morning. He's going to represent the operational side of it. And then we're bringing in Jeff Davis, who's one of the best loss control consultants in the business from Hudson Insurance and part of Napa River. And we're going to talk about the characteristics, because part of the safety contest is you have to write an essay of why you got to where you had and how'd you do it, and how that relationship between operations and safety works and functions. And if you're not functioning as one, you're not going to get anywhere near winning any contest, nor will you break free from that insurance dependency. That's what the real key is being able to learn from each other. And that's what we do. And tomorrow when we bring out that panel, we're going to talk about those characteristics, what's really worked for them. And they have a chance to talk about it, and you can hear the passion in the owner's voice when they talk about it. And then the panel will talk about what they see and why that is working and why it's so important to keep that going. It's just a great exchange of ideas, and I think that's what the number one reason why this organization's been successful is, because they're not afraid to share. They're not afraid to bring those ideas and exchange those ideas. Because as one, they do such a better job.
Well, any contest that you have to write an essay for is a serious contest.
It's
I can tell you that right
contest.
Now. You know, one of the things, too, that I mentioned this earlier on the program here this morning, but if the general public could hear what you just said for the last, say, 5 minutes, I think they'd gain an incredibly different understanding and perspective of what really goes on behind the scenes when those left door closes or close out there on the road, what really goes on when that tractor is checked for the strapping on I-10 here outside of San Antonio. So, the passion is what I'm getting out of this whole thing, the passion that everybody has. And you can say that kind of stuff, but then when you get a chance to see it behind the scenes like we are today, that really brings it all home. But a lot of folks listening right now may not be familiar with the name HNI Risk Services. And you mentioned helping clients break free from insurance dependency and things like that. So you basically, what are you doing? What do you do?
Well, part of my responsibility as a senior risk advisor, and it's throughout HNI, we're all risk advisors, is to really go in. And for me, I have to understand our clients' business as well, if not better, than they understand it from a complete whole. And then being able to understand their business, we're able to really identify and discover risks that are hidden beneath the surface. By doing that, we're able to really go in and put in some really strategic intervention strategies that help combat those risks. I have the pleasure of seeing about 100 trucking companies across the country every year and going in and visit and assess them and get to know them, get to know the people inside them. And there's a lot of great things going on. Some things will work well for some companies, but what's working well for one may not work well for all. So really have to understand how to apply and give those suggestions. And really, I can't do my job unless I truly understand the business. I can't be successful without it. So my job really is to go in and understand and really get a grasp what they're doing and how they're doing, and then want to go where they want to go. There are companies out there that are very happy with where they're at right now, and they just want to continue to grow in that continuum of excellence, but not grow from a size-wise. They want to get better, not bigger. And there are other companies out there that just want to get bigger, but they want to get bigger, better. And so all different. Everyone is an individual company. They all have individual needs and wants, and really going in and being able to see what's going on across the country, seeing able allows me to go in and really focus on some really good intervention strategies that work.
I think it's really cool, too, the idea of it. The hidden risk is the one, of course, you can't see. But if you have somebody who's going out and looking at all different sorts of points of view, that each individual trucking company and organization sees things the other ones don't. And what in many ways you guys do is you've seen all these different places. You actually see what they see, and you're able to relate back to other people. I know you're having these problems is because you can't see what's on the other side. But but the other company we have dealt with has seen this, and therefore it's why organizations like this are important as well, too, because it's almost like, you know, the blind men with the elephant, and they can't describe it by themselves, but until when they all share their information, the shape of the elephant takes a form. And it seems like in many ways an organization like this and what you guys do as well at H&I is you give people a sense of the whole shape of the elephant. We're out of time. I knew we'd run the clock out. John Sims, as always, H&I Risk Services. He's a senior risk advisor. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Guys, we'll be right back after these messages. It's the Dave Nemo Show. We're in San Antonio. We'll be right back after this.